This is Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to bring you a reflection by Monsignor Peter Fleetwood of the Liverpool Archdiocese, a programme by the title of God's Friends, in which he brings us some very Christian thoughts.
If you have ever walked around Rome or any capital city, you will have been approached by people asking you for money. Some are polite, some rude, and some really aggressive or even frightening. If you're dressed as a priest, they are drawn to you like bees to a honeypot. A friend was complaining recently that people were greeting me just because I was dressed as a priest. But that was an easy day. Most days it is a question of being approached several times by people begging. But how do you decide to whom you should give money? Many priests and professional carers tell me I should never give anyone money. But it isn't always practical to take people to a shop and buy what they claim they want the money for, or to take them to a bar and buy them something to eat and drink. And many seem just to want the money. In Rome, there are people who are delivered to the city centre, especially to the places where tourists and pilgrims gather in nice cars. They arrive dressed quite normally and vanish for a few moments. When they reappear, they look like wizened old hags and have developed an apparently uncontrollable tremor in their arms or heads. When it rains, they run off to find shelter. And at the end of a day's work, they are picked up again and taken home looking normal again. It must be lucrative, because some of those faces have been in the same places for years. Besides, they cannot possibly have their little territory by accident. That seems to be carefully controlled as well. At the opposite extreme, there are people whose clothes and bodies stink of unmentionable substances, who cannot possibly be there just to make money. They really need help. But is it a good idea to give them money? People who spin fascinating and plausible stories extract various amounts of money from me, and the next time I see them, they're drunk or high on drugs. That is when I really think, why bother? I know we are supposed to give generously from what has been given to us, but is it wise to feed people's weaknesses? But I have to be careful. It is tempting to feel sore that we've been fooled or tricked. If I refuse to give because I'm afraid of looking silly, what kind of reason is that? If I really do worry about how people may spend the money, that may be a good reason not to give them any. But I usually have no idea. Is it worth taking the risk? One person suggested that I should give something to the first person who asked each day. But that excludes needy cases coming along later. On the other hand, I cannot solve everyone's problems, so perhaps I should feel no guilt about that. My instinct is to give people the benefit of the doubt. After all, we could be entertaining angels without knowing it, like Abraham in the book of Genesis. And people who live by the gospel know that they will be judged by God according to how they've treated the weakest and the most needy. Chapter 25 of Matthew's gospel makes it clear that we should see Jesus Christ in the face of the people we see around us who are in need. My problem is, I don't see Jesus very often. He may be there, but I don't see him. My eyes see professional beggars, or desperate drug or alcohol addicts, or nuisances, and occasionally, just occasionally, people who are obviously desperately in need. I have to learn that it is worth bothering for one very simple reason. They may be people I find it hard to bear, but they could be God's friends. Sometimes, a British gentleman of the streets, who has been here in Rome since the 1975 Holy Year, tells me very wise things and reveals what a deep spiritual life he has. True enough, at other times he yells and doesn't even know who I am. But he is clearly one of God's friends. Perhaps he's been able to teach me that because we're from the same culture, and I think I understand even the words he doesn't say. If I make a high-minded excuse for not giving money, it may salve my conscience and justify my not giving, but it will help nobody. If I try to see things differently and presume the best, I may be wasting some money, but I won't be refusing one of God's friends.
That was Monsignor Peter Fleetwood of the Liverpool Archdiocese in a reflection which is part of a series by the title of Why Bother? Staying Catholic Despite It All. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.